Martin. Can't get to Desko. Gets Trbojevic. Goes to Cleary. Stabs a kick over for Kotrick. Here's a touch and go out. And Ponga! It's all over. Origin 1. A 4-point victory to the home side. Wow, what a second half from the Maroons.
On Sky Sports Radio and Radio Tab, this is the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend.
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure how many days Dino's been over there, but he is in Perth and acclimatising for the big match tonight, and he's been good enough to get up early and join us on the line. G'day, Dino.
Yeah, good morning, Jimmy. Good morning, Dave. I actually arrived last Monday. It's been a week now, and look, the atmosphere in Perth itself is very good. There's a lot of Origin banners up. There's plenty of maroon and blue jerseys. I'm told there's about 12,000 visitors from interstate and overseas have arrived in Perth for the game. It's officially a 60,000 sellout. So, yeah, the city's really alive and jumping with State of Origin. And, of course, that does lead to the question, will this be the catalyst for the Perth bid that we all expect to happen in the next few years?
By the way, the number one rugby league writer for the Daily and Sunday Telegraph joining us on the line. Now, the story coming out of the Queensland camp with Moses Embiid and the anaphylactic reaction. Have you heard anything? It's, as Zorba said earlier, it might be the most amazing thing we've heard in State of Origin in 40 years.
Yeah, it emerged yesterday afternoon that this incident happened here in Perth at the Queensland Hotel. They're staying down at the Intercontinental. It's hard to get the total facts straight. There's a few conflicting reports out there, but certainly it has rocked the Queensland camp.
Mm.
It was a severe reaction. Whether Moses Embiid actually collapsed or was about to collapse is a question we still can't answer. But the fact is that their doctor, Matt Kislop is his name, Moses had the foresight to realise that he was getting a rash and feeling dizzy. He rang Dr. Hislop, who came down to his room very quickly, injected him into his right thigh, and it certainly averted further drama in terms of Moses. And we are hearing that, you know, some reports were suggesting he was 5 minutes from dying. So, look, until I guess we hear the words from Dr. Hislop, it will be difficult to ascertain exactly the extremity or the severity of what happened to Moses Embiid, but certainly an extraordinary story. And lovely bike, Moses Embiid, a really decent fella. And
great. Yeah.
Look, he's bounced back, Jimmy, and you know he says he's ready to play, that the injection worked, and he'll play an integral part for the Maroons tonight out there at Optus Stadium.
Bulldog, I want to ask you, I was reading the telly before, and Buzz has had a piece about the coaches and whatnot. Do you reckon Freddie's feeling the heat?
Oh, he's certainly feeling the heat, Dave. There's no doubt about it. Freddie's demeanour this week has changed quite unbelievably. Look, you know, Freddie is Freddie. He's always a bit of a knockabout. We know that. But certainly he's tightened up a little bit. The smile on Freddie's face that's there 90% of the time was only there about 50% of the time this week. But don't get me wrong, that's not a criticism. We all get it. Origin's a tense game. It's a big game. And Freddie's job's on the line here. He'll certainly be there next year. There's no doubt about that in my eyes. He's got a contract. And you can't sack a coach after one series loss. I mean, if it comes to that, we're going to run out of coaches pretty soon. But certainly the old Freddie that we know has disappeared a little this week. And you know, he's under as much pressure as anybody. And it's just funny to watch Freddie's body language because we all know what a irreverent and funny and loose character that he is.
Who's the wet weather suit, Dave? Dina?
Well, it depends who you ask. Jimmy, we've asked both camps, and they both sort of have deflected the question quite clearly. You know, New South Wales will look to, you know, Daniel Saifidi. He'll be the key if it is wet for that first 20 minutes. I'll need his go forward. It'll go back to the old wet weather footy, Jimmy. I don't think, you know, plans have changed that much since year dot. You know, they won't be passing the ball on the line. You know, ball control, they'll probably, you know, kick early in the penalty, in the tackle count. So it'll go back to basics. Quite often, State of Origin is a very basic game. It's not that complex. So, you know, I think you'll find, if anything, Queensland has a bigger forward pack. But, you know, it also leaves open the fact that, you know, guys like Tedesco and Damien Cook could prove vital. It's really strange to me. I'm actually in Perth City here, and it's not raining at all. There's people walking around with no umbrellas on. Yet an official from the stadium, Arthur Stanley, a good friend of ours, he's out there, and it's only about 5 or 6K away, and apparently it's pouring out there.
Yeah, so, okay.
It's a bit all over the shop at the moment.
All right, 192, they are equal favourites. Can't be split at this stage. Who jumps favourite?
I think probably Queensland will, Dave. You'd think maybe if the weather hangs around, it might just sway the punters in the Maroons' favour. Look, they've had a few injury problems during the week, Queensland. Nothing that was too over-dramatic, but obviously the Moses Mbai drama unfolded on Friday. Dylan Napa, wrist.
Yeah.
Dane Gagai, virus. Kalen Ponga, calf. Daly Cherry-Evans, ankle, shoulder. They've all been cleared to play, and they all will be there come kickoff tonight. But certainly they looked a little bit knocked around, Queensland. But come this time of year, you know, and we've already had one State of Origin game. I guess both sides have got a few bumps and bruises. But I think Queensland will start favourites. But it's an enormously important game in terms of the NRL, because there's already a bit of chit-chat around. If it's a dead rubber in Sydney, the crowd at ANZ would be at best 50,000, where if it's a live game and a decider, well, it will be an 83,500 sellout. So you're talking about potentially more than 30,000 empty seats there at ANZ Stadium. I asked yesterday, ticket sales for Game 3 are a bit slow, as you would understand, and most punters will see what happens tonight. But let's hope, in terms of New South Wales, that if they can get the win tonight, we can fill ANZ and make that a night to remember in front of a sellout crowd.
Pricing will be very interesting for those remaining tickets. Just getting an SMS in here from Craig from Cronulla. Guys, can we please give Queensland the shield if they win tonight? Now, that's an interesting point.
Yeah.
Because it's not like they're going back to Queensland for the final game. Then you could say, oh, well, we'll give it to them in front of the home crowd. I know it's been around for a long time, this topic, Dino. What's your thoughts on, you win the series, you're not going to play the third game in front of your home crowd. Give them the shield.
Absolutely. Why not? I can't see why they want to hold it back. I don't see the logic in it. I remember in 2014 when New South Wales finally snapped that 8-series loss, Paul Gallen put the trophy up in that sort of iconic moment in front of about 500 people, and 498 were booing him. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense, does it? The shield is here, Jimmy. It's been spotted in Perth, so I don't think it's going to be presented tonight to Queensland. Probably more likely here on a promotional visit. But I just can't get my head around why you want to give it to them in 2 weeks' time when the series is decided tonight. It just doesn't make sense to me.
In front of possibly 50,000 people.
Yeah.
Look, Bulldog, I want to get some tips from you. So you've said that Queensland might jump, would jump favourites. Is there a particular player that you've got, you're thinking man of the match or first try scorer, something with juicy odds?
Well, if it's wet, Dave, you might want to go maybe an edge forward, a Boyd Cordner, first try scorer. I'll go with the Blues again. Look, I'll stick solid. I think they can get up. It won't be a high-scoring game as we anticipate. I think they can get the cash by maybe 8-10. Nathan Cleary is obviously going to be the big talking point yet again. I spoke to Greg Alexander about Nathan 2 days ago, and he said he's just got to be more dominant. He's got to get the ball in his hands when he sees something is on. He said, we made a few half breaks in Origin 1 through Cook and Tedesco, and Cleary just didn't grab the game by the throat as he should have. So maybe the partnership with Maloney might free up Nathan to some degree tonight to play his own game. But certainly he is under some fairly strict instructions that he's got to own this game. He's got to make sure that when he wants the ball, he gets it. Because with the amount of breaks or half breaks we made in game one, to only be up 8-0, I think came back to haunt the Blues.
Any other news around Dino?
Just a bits and pieces. I was actually going to mention Moses Mbai before this health scare over here. He's actually become, Jimmy, believe it or not, as much as Moses is a very good player, he's become the largest million-dollar player. His contract this year at the Tigers is worth around $950,000, which is enormous money.
Ooh.
He picked up another 30, of course, in game one, and will pick up another 30,000 in game two tonight. So Moses Mbai, the latest million-dollar player in rugby league. I'm not quite sure he's worth that much money. Some would argue he is, but certainly, yeah, the amount of million-dollar players, I guess, is rising in rugby league every year. It's not that big deal anymore, and I don't say that flippantly. I just say it in terms of, you know, the more the game grows and more money comes into the game and the salary cap increases, we'll have more and more million-dollar players coming through the system. Just finally, two guys. Bronson Cherry was actually going to be 19th man. I'm not sure whether it has been reported back there, but he sustained concussion against Canberra. I was told he couldn't fly, which was a shame for the young kid because he was penciled in to come across here and be 19th man, which would have been an enormous honour for the young kid who's only just finding his feet in the NRL.
Wow. Yeah. And as per Moses Mbai, well done to whoever negotiated that one. Good effort.
Yeah, absolutely. As I said, he's a good player. Please don't get me wrong. But, whether he's a million-dollar player, I guess, you know, we will find out in due course. But as I said, guys, just Perth's really jumping at the moment. It's been a pleasure to be here. And certainly there's a very, very strong appetite for a Perth side to come in. They're still talk quite fondly of the Western Reds. They had a 25-year reunion at Gloucester Park next to the Wacker on Friday night.
The two old faces
there, MG was there, and Mick Potter was there, Robbie Kearns. But the one bloke who they absolutely loved seeing was Peter Mulholland, the old coach, of course. He's struggling with a real battle with cancer skull, and he's a lovely fella, and he made the effort to come across the Nullarbor, and certainly of all the blokes to turn up to that reunion, the fact that Peter Mulholland turned up with, despite his battle, really was a great effort.
Absolutely. Champion of a man, coached me in high school, and best thoughts are with Pete, absolutely, at this challenging time for him. Good on you, Dino. We'll speak next week.
Thanks, Bulldog.
No worries. Thanks, guys. Have
there
a great
is
day.